Welcome to CFUV 101.9 FM. My name is Sarah Solman, and this is your daily rundown of current events happening in Victoria's Middle Eastern community. Victoria Mayor Lisa Halps is reflecting back on 2020 and some of the challenges the city faced as it navigated through the COVID-19 pandemic. Though the city dealt with numerous housing crises and an uncertain economy due to lockdown restrictions, Halps reiterated that witnessing how pre-existing relationships within the community aided to manage the crisis was a silver lining.
You know, when you go through a struggle together like a pandemic, relationships can either fragment or deepen, and we've been working in such a way as that they've been deepened, I think, because we've been, respectful and working hard together.
Halps emphasized that while the pandemic tested and ultimately strengthened the relationship she currently held with different sectors of the community, those relationships were already strong coming into the crisis, and she considers that a positive of her past 6 years in office.
I learned very early on in my role as mayor that the way to get things done is through building, you know, essentially loving working relationships with people from, the business community, the nonprofit community, the province, the federal government. And so that relationship, if we had not had any of those relationships with when the pandemic hit, we wouldn't have been able to move so quickly in some of the ways that we did.
One of the major issues plaguing the city that was exacerbated by the pandemic was the housing crisis. Since the beginning of lockdown, the number of unhoused people in Victoria has increased. Earlier in the year, disputes arose over the 24/7 camping in Beacon Hill Park by the unhoused community. Halp states that she approached the situation by hearing all opinions on the issue and asking questions to ultimately try and find common ground. Most importantly, Halp states that she put the issue into perspective.
It's a very challenging situation that we find ourselves in, not just in Victoria, but in cities across Canada. So that was, one thing that gave me perspective is, while there's a lot of frustration here, there's also frustration in Edmonton, Calgary, Toronto, London, Saskatoon, and I've been on calls with people from across the country. So that is one way of dealing with it is recognizing and articulating that that Victoria isn't unique there.
Recently, another housing issue occurred when on December 23rd, those sheltering in Central Park were forced to relocate to Royal Athletic Park due to flooding from recent heavy rain and snow. The city moved into action with the Victoria Fire Department and BC Housing donating tents and cots to get a new encampment set up quickly. Halps credited the North Park Neighborhood Association, a nonprofit society, for their swift action with volunteering the manpower necessary to set up the shelter.
I think the biggest win is the North Park Neighborhood Association stepping up and going way beyond their mandate of, printing newsletters and organizing festivals and really stepping up to help their neighbors. So that's the biggest win from my perspective. And now we need to support them to step back from that supporting role and get somebody in there who can support the people who are living outside, on a temporary basis until they're inside. So I think the North Park Neighborhood Association were the big success story of Central Park.
Halps explained that while the pandemic did emphasize some of the challenges that Victoria has faced in the past, the temporary nature of the situation has not swayed her approach or long-term vision for the city.
My main role, as I see it, and the city's main role, is to prepare for the future, to make sure that we've got a resilient community, that we've got an inclusive community, that we've got a prosperous community. And I don't just mean future for the next 2 years or 4 years. I mean the next 50 years. The world is going to change dramatically over the next 5 decades. We've seen some of that accelerated during the pandemic. And so that goal hasn't changed. If anything, the pandemic has made me even more resolute about the need for building resilient, inclusive, prosperous communities.
You've been listening to CFUV 101.9 FM's Daily Middle Eastern News with Sarah Solman. This project is funded by Canadian Heritage and the Community Radio Fund of Canada as part of their local journalism initiative. To hear more stories, visit canada-info.ca.